Milwaukee's 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
So that's the tricky part is Los Angeles has some pretty good pieces. They've got a lot of youth. Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball.
Place where everyone just automatically wants to go.
Well, Anthony Davis will sign an extension if he goes to Los Angeles.
Here's the thing with Los Angeles, too. He and LeBron, you ready for this?
Share the same agent.
Hmm. Yeah. So, and LeBron's looking for help, right? He's got the sign in the window, now hiring, right?
This is the guy that he's wanted all along. This is the guy that makes the most sense, and that's why this puts the pressure on the Lakers to do this trade now.
So LeBron, right now, here's what LeBron has on the oven. He's working on this trade because that would make them a legitimate championship team. They can make this happen with Anthony Davis? Yeah, no, maybe?
They'd still lose to the Warriors, but okay. They'd be pretty darn good.
Okay, and he's also got that pot on the back burner of getting Luke Walton bounced out of there. right? Because even though he said, no, I'm fine with Luke Walton, there's the story out there that his camp is not okay with Luke Walton. And who do you think runs LeBron's camp? Somebody else?
Yeah, that will be LeBron James.
Yeah. So LeBron is working on getting Luke Walton out of there.
I mean, that may be true. I don't know. I mean, I feel like we hear those.
He did it in Cleveland how many times?
Is LeBron going to be a general manager when he retires?
I mean he's already a general manager. Running the league, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be curious what he'll do post retirement from the game.
Because he really doesn't need to be.
He's made so much money, and he'll continue to make ridiculous amounts of money. But yeah. I mean, Michael Jordan, as crappy as he is an owner. So I mean, LeBron could do that.
Yeah, he could do that.
But he could be like
money to do that.
But Mike is a crappy owner, but he's still so beloved.
In Chicago.
By sports fans, isn't he? I mean,
oh, yeah.
Jordan? Come on.
Oh, well, that's the thing, too. And I'm curious to get your guys' thoughts because, you know, you mentioned when he used to come to Milwaukee, it was, you know, all Bulls fans.
It was a Bulls. Yeah, it was like a home game it was just all Bulls.
If Michael Jordan played in this era, I'm not even talking about how his game would translate. I'm sure he would be among the best, if not the best. I believe he's the greatest of all time, and I know everyone just gets so angry when anyone even breathes another name into a discussion with that. I'm not even trying to get to that. But if he were in the social media era, I mean, all the crap that we hear about, the gambling, the womanizing, all this stuff, we would have found out about that. People would not like Michael Jordan.
Really?
No! Everybody, all right, let's do this. Steph Curry, who seems like a pretty genuine dude. You see all these videos of him, like last night he signed his shoes and gave them to a little girl on the, you know, on the court. You know, he seems like a pretty nice guy. Married, got two or three kids.
Mm-hmm.
We hate Steph Curry because he wins. Like, oh, that guy sucks. I hate him.
I don't hate Steph Curry.
You would if you watched him long enough.
I mean, I understand why people are bothered by LeBron with his social media tweets and whatever, but like, I mean, a lot of people, you either love or you hate LeBron, right? There's no really middle ground.
I don't think I hate LeBron, but I sure don't love him.
Right.
Jordan's my guy.
I understand that. And if I just feel like if Jordan played where we have all of this, you know, cameras in your face off the court. All we saw was Jordan ball out like a badass every time he was on the court, and that was it. We didn't really get much behind-the-scenes stuff. It was, that dude's awesome on the court. He's great. He's got cool shoes. We love him. He kind of revolutionized
the
game.
Well, the off-the-court stuff we saw were his zillions of endorsements, so I feel like I saw him all the time, even if he was just wearing a T-shirt.
Or drinking Gatorade.
Yeah.
But there would have been reporters who would have dug a little deeper.
TMZ would have been hanging around him all the time.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I mean, and you don't think we would have heard more about those plane flights with all of the gambling and everything that was involved with that? Of course we would have.
Was I going to be turned off because Michael Jordan liked to play cards and gamble? And
also, he won 6 championships in 8 years. Yeah. We don't like winners. We hate winners.
I got to tell you, when the Bulls were good and they were in the championship, I didn't care who they were playing. I was kind of a Bulls fan.
I wanted cheered Jordan for him too. I mean, I was a little. I mean, I was pretty young, but I loved. Who didn't love the Bulls? But nowadays, we hate the Patriots. We hate the Warriors. We hate everybody.
Ryan's pulling for the Patriots this weekend.
I want to see how long they can. They can burn this cigarette before the ash falls off.
It's down to the butt, it seems like, every year, but it's like they just keep smoking.
Long?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't know why they call it social media. They should just call it unsocial media because
it's just
go there
anger,
and hate, right?
Angry. I mean, that's what it's all about.
But here's the thing: Mike wasn't around during that time, and they managed his image perfectly.
I mean, I know.
For guys like me,
would it be incorrect to assume that if he were around during social media with his managers and handlers and agents and whoever, he would have handled it badly?
No, but we would have found out more, and I'm sure at some point we would have got more opinion from him. I mean, the guy was a robot when he talked to the media. You know, he was the famous one of saying Republicans wear shoes too, and. You know, all of that.
Well,
I mean,
how would this have gone over? R. Kelly used to go over to Jordan's house and play basketball.
Not good.
That would have gone badly. But I think Mike was smart enough to go, well, we can't do that anymore. Right? Mike really protected his image.
I think LeBron protects his image as good of anyone as we've ever seen. I mean, I don't know what he does off the court. If he's ever, you know, snuck outside of his marriage, I'm not assuming anything. But we've never heard anything about him stepping outside. We know that he's got three kids and he's got a wife, his high school sweetheart, and we've never heard anything negative on that front.
Yeah, it's there just, ever like dinners, pictures him
no,
going out?
There have been. I mean, his
family. That would
his
be.
Team has done a remarkable job of covering all that stuff. Or he's got a squeaky clean image. I don't know. I mean, but he does. You know, he certainly does things that are off putting, which I completely understand. I just think that in this day and age, where we're so tired of people winning all the time, we wouldn't really enjoy Michael Jordan. That's just my thought. Maybe I'm crazy. But
I don't know.
But the interesting part about Michael Jordan is he's become this mythical creature in the sense of if you even discuss anybody else being the greatest of all time, it's like almost like you're talking a political fight here, like talking Republican v Democrat type of fight. I mean, you people go fighting and
I'm one of those people who will go. I'm not even going to have this discussion. I watch Jordan play. I don't need to discuss it. I'll tell you, there's the greatest player. It's Michael Jordan. That's it.
And it's funny because we have
you can make your everybody else
and that's
make
the
your
way it should and that's
that.
The way it should be with Tom Brady, I think. But people want to bring up, well, Joe Montana never lost a Super Bowl. But he's been to 9 of them now. I mean, this dude is ridiculous. is not even a debate.
But winning does for you.
I know.
All right, here, if you had to pick a quarterback for one game, you got to win. Who's your guy,
Tom
Tim?
Tom Brady.
I think it's just because I'm older. I still think I go with Joe Montana.
So let's just say.
He was just money in the playoffs.
Flip LeBron to the early 90s. He wins his 4 championships and put Jordan in this era now. You'd probably be saying the same thing. Even if Jordan had his 6 titles, you'd be like, I don't know, that LeBron, I remember him when he used to come to Milwaukee and he sold a place out. He's won 4 titles or 3 titles, however many.
I think I am putting my greatest of all time arguments on the effort list. I believe
oh, I totally
you have
agree
to judge people in their own time. And so, you know, would Babe Ruth be great today?
No, he would. He'd be in the minors his whole career.
But the argument is he has all the, you know, the modern training and all that. He's not having a 32-ounce steak every night for dinner. Beer and cigars.
I think it's a little tricky when you go all the way back to the Ruth days and try to make him common
that's
era.
What I say.
Jordan played in the 90s. I think that's pretty easy to translate. Look, Jordan would be amazing. I mean, he would be the best player in the game. What LeBron is he is a physical freak that we've never seen before. And I've always said this. I think Jordan's the greatest of all time, but I'm enjoying LeBron's greatness, Michael, because we'll never see someone like him at, you know, 6'8", 2", whatever, you know, be as good as he is.
Michael didn't have to go someplace else and get help to win a championship either.
He also didn't play
like
the Warriors.
LeBron. Well, you know, he played who there was at the time.
You're arguing the greatest of all time thing.
I know. I'm fortifying my stand, Brian, is all I'm doing.
I'm not arguing.
I'm not disagreeing. I am.